case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Gibbons, you're already a hairy individual.
So yes.
How did things manage to get hairy in
Hairier.
You know how sometimes in a life or death situation they use the term things got hairy?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was in a hairy situation in Cleveland on Friday night.
Okay. Please, elaborate.
Went on a road trip to Cleveland, Ohio to go see one of my favorite bands, The Starting Line. They were doing a 20th year anniversary tour.
Right.
Not coming near here, so I wanted to go and see their set, right?
Yeah, sure.
So we get to Cleveland. It's a nice, smooth ride. Me and my girlfriend, Erin.
Mm-hmm.
She came along for the road trip.
Nice.
We get to Cleveland. We check into our hotel. Things are great and good. We've got a little bit of downtime before the show, so we went and did some touristy things. Did you guys know the house from A Christmas Story is in Cleveland, Ohio?
I did not know that. I know
I
it takes
did.
Place in Griffith, Indiana in the movie.
Is
but
that where we were trying to figure that
been
out?
To I want to see a baseball game in Cleveland, and we didn't even go to that house.
Dude, no.
It's in the middle of the hood.
Is it?
You're driving through like I might
get... Like the Shameless house in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or the Michael Jackson house. There's a Michael Jackson house in Gary that's just like that.
Although the Sex and the City house was not in the hood. That was not in the hood when I went to that one, and I did go to that one.
Neither was the Full House house when I went to that one in San Francisco.
Yeah, right. But this one was. So we went there. We got to see that. We get to the show. There's like a rainstorm starting. We get in just in time, and we're like right behind the mosh pit, right? There's like the big mosh pit, a little barrier, and we're right behind that.
At the Christmas Story house?
No, at the concert.
So for a second, I was like, holy cow.
No.
The Christmas Story house was
popping. It was lit, man.
We were the only ones at the Christmas Story house, which was kind of disappointing, right?
Oh, okay.
But it was close.
And I think it's probably worn out its welcome at this point.
Right.
The people that have been to it, because nobody's going to Cleveland otherwise.
All right, seriously. So the mosh pit at the concert, not the Christmas Story house. Continue.
So I'm like, do I go into the mosh pit? Because I've always been that guy at the show.
Shoot your eye out.
I decide to go in,
yeah.
And I'm in the mosh pit for, without exaggeration, 15 seconds. I jump up, and when I go to fall down from my jump up, I slip on beer that's on the floor, and I go down. I go down.
Isn't
in
that
a
the point
heap.
Of getting in a mosh pit? Yeah. Like, you asked for it when you got in.
In fairness,
I don't really know what you thought was going to happen.
I thought maybe the floor would be not as slick as it was.
And you'd have a smooth, non-getting hurt moment in a mosh pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe my logic wasn't the greatest, but I wasn't the only one who thought that we'd be okay, because after I fell, someone falls on top of me, slips in the beer and falls on top of me. Before long, I'm at the bottom of a 30-person pile, and I'm gasping for air. I don't want to die in Cleveland. I can't die in Cleveland.
No. I'm a middle-aged dude in a mosh pit, and I'm about to die.
What the hell am I doing?
In Cleveland,
Ohio. Oh, man.
What the hell happened to me?
It gets to a point where the band has to stop the show briefly to be like, there's a bunch of people on the ground falling. Can we just calm down for a second? And if someone's falling next to you, pick them up.
I like when bands do that, because people get crushed. There's like little girls that are at some of these shows, like younger people.
Little girls. There's 33-year-old men named Gibbons who are at the bottom of this pile sweating their balls off trying not to die, Riggs.
Every time I've been at a concert and I've seen a mosh pit, I stare at it from afar and I laugh and I go, you people are morons and I don't understand why this is fun.
And
I really don't.
They're usually very courteous. I was in a mosh pit once. No, I'm telling you. I was in a mosh pit at a show once and I got, this guy looked me right in the face and ran up to me and slammed into me.
Uh-huh.
I fell back on my butt and he went up and he goes, bro, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. He reaches down and picks me up. He goes, you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. He goes, all right. And then shoves me and keeps going.
Riggs,
that was the exact scene where I was. But when someone reached to pick me up, they fell down in the beer. And then the person with them fell down in the beer. And before long, there's 50 of us trying to buy beer.
Because it's now middle-aged guys.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And none of them have their balance.
And guess
so
what?
So they're pushing each other.
Yes. I'm saying this on the record.
And they're all falling over.
On the record, on tape.
With a bunch of Santa Clauses and like dominoes.
If you're going to say something on the record on tape, stand on that chair, because that's what you do. That's your thing. So please endanger your life further.
Let me make sure that I pull my pants up, because I lost my belt while I was in
Cleveland. Gibbons makes a statement, he has to...
My belt broke, yes.
Anytime he makes a statement, he has to stand on a chair, which you can't see, but now you can visualize if you're driving. So,
from this moment forth,
yes.
I, Ryan Gibbons, declare on this, the 16th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2019, I am no longer...
Okay.
No longer going to be that old guy in the mosh pit trying to beat up little kids and get to the front of the line.
Thank you.
I will no longer be that guy.
Congrats.
Can't risk my health anymore, damn it. I can't do it.
Thank you.
I still think mosh pits are bizarre.
They really are. And as I'm getting older, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You're running around punching each other instead of enjoying the music.
There's other ways to get your anger and aggression out.
Yes. Seriously.
Try kickboxing.
Kickboxing would be a good start.
Journaling. Journaling, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good...
good face punch.
Read a book, for crying out loud.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.